What's up, Walking Dead fans? This is Patrick Hickey Jr. from ReviewFix.com, giving you an episode commentary on Chupacabra, the episode that just aired a little while ago. And right off the bat, you say to yourself, okay, there's a lot happening now. We have the story between Maggie and Glenn with Herschel. Then we have the conversation between Rick and Shane. We have Lori's pregnancy, Dale's injury, the progression of Andrea's character, and finally, the most important thing, the discovery of the locked barn and what was inside. For comic book fans, this was something that was huge. This was something that as soon as the group met up with Herschel and Maggie and Otis, they were saying, okay, when are they going to find out about what's inside the barn? Well, they have. It's going to be interesting to see the way this works out, because in the comic book, it was very sudden. It was something that overtook the group, and they had to leave. Now it looks like they're going to play around with the plot a little bit, and it might be a secret for a little while. All I know is the way it seems right now, it looks like the rest of the season is going to be on the farm, or at least the next two episodes. So yeah, as of right now, it doesn't seem like it's even that big of a deal, because inside the barn, it looked like there was only about 15 to 20 walkers, as in the comic book, it was about 100, and they overtook everything. So it's going to be interesting to see where that goes. Overall, I mean, I think I like this episode. I think the building is still continuing. It's not like the series is at the point where they can deliver a top-notch episode every week. I think they're either hit or miss, or they're just setting things up. They're setting things up for something big, and it might happen with the finale. It might happen with the episode, an episode or two before the finale, but as of right now, they're still setting the scene. Characters are still being developed, and I think this writing team is still getting used to these characters. I think I said that last week in my written column, but it still feels that way. Early on, we get more backstory, and we see the relationship between Shane and Lori. How they grew closer through this conflict, and how they saw, you know, Atlanta being destroyed. We move on right after that, and I think Maggie and Glenn are adorable together. I think they both have nothing to live for. And they are like the first couple of the zombie apocalypse. They are how a couple is formed in the new world. They hooked up the last episode, and now they're kind of using each other. And if it's anything like the comic book, they'll ultimately fall in love. But as of right now, yeah, they're falling in love with one another. So that should be an interesting situation to follow. I love the guy that plays Herschel. I think he's pretty, like, spot on with the comic book. And he's scared. He is legitimately scared of seeing what is going to happen to his family and the people that he's supposed to protect. So they've done a good job so far of how Herschel has been maintained and how he's trying to kind of keep Rick and his people away from, you know, tarnishing what he has there, which is safety. The conversation later between Rick and Shane was very interesting. Rick is still a cop. Shane, after killing Otis, has lost his innocence. He's a survivor. And there's a conflict there. This is a conflict that many felt should have been dealt with much earlier, as there were preludes to this in the first season, but now it feels like they're starting to reach a boiling point. These two are going to go at it. At the same time, we have possible collateral damage from all of this. Shane has continued to support Andrea, and by teaching her how to shoot and things like that, and her character, simply put, is a dumbass. She shot Daryl. Luckily, the bullet just grazed, but very, very different from the depiction in the comic book. Just, she's impatient, she's irrational, she's basically a bitch. It's the complete opposite of what was in the comic book. And the same thing, Lori is so supportive of Rick. And she's not causing trouble. And she's not a distraction. And it's just so funny that the creative team, I feel, would lose track of both of these characters and write them so weird. When Andrea took that shot at Daryl, the first thing I said to myself is, what are they doing to this character? And you have other characters like T-Dog and Dale that are kind of being wasted. Dale is a much more important character than the show has let on so far, and just hopefully as the show goes on, we start to see that. In the coming attractions to the next episode, we see that Dale has a conversation with Shane and he tells him, I know what kind of man you are. That's good. That's something that should have happened in the first season. And I'm hoping a future conversation between Rick and Dale is similar to the things that I've read in the first two books. That relationship needs to be cemented. Dale, in a way, is like Rick's father in the comic book, and they depend on one another for advice and for support, and we haven't seen that so far. The most interesting part of this episode, I think, though, is the transformation with Daryl. Daryl is a great character. Daryl is kind of the good luck charm of the writing team. Of all the characters that they've created that have stuck around, Daryl is easily the most charismatic, the most enjoyable. He is a hunter. He's a protector. He's smart. He's funny. And he's a survivor. He, in a way, is kind of like a southern redneck version of Tyrese, a character that we have not seen yet from the comic book. It's really nice that they devoted some time to him today in this episode. But it's a wonder of what is going to happen. What does the creative team have in store for this character? As of right now, I don't know what they have in store. I'd like to say I wish I knew, that I had even the slightest clue. The same thing, I wish I had a clue as to what happened to Sophia. And Sophia is a character that is still important to the comic book today. She's not pivotal, but she's very important. And for the creative team to kind of do this with her character, I mean, I don't know. Again, reading the comic book, reading all 14 trades, keeping up with it, Carl and Sophia are Kirkman's way of showing that children do learn and children do transform and they do adapt in terrible times, and that they're not as weak and maybe they're not even as pure as we think. And we haven't really seen that from Carl yet. We haven't seen that darkness, which makes him one of my favorite characters in the series. And we haven't seen anything from Sophia yet, obviously, because she's been lost. And I think it would be a real waste to kill that character off without having that established. So this is a series right now that has so much going on that it's kind of hard to gauge. It's hard to say. Tune in next week. It's going to be great. Because you don't know if it's going to be great or not. The situation that I'm in right now is I'm saying to myself, I have to watch it. I have to see what they're going to do. But I'm not at the point that I know I'm going to like it. This is beginning to become something that is loosely based on an amazing, amazing piece of source material. It's still good, yes, but it's starting again, as I've written before in past weeks, it's continuing to stray. And how much it strays can be very, very important. Because if it was exactly like the comic book, I have no doubt that it would be even hotter than it is right now. But at the same time, hardcore fans might not be completely happy. And see, hardcore fans and fanboys, they're hard to appease because they want something special, but at the same time, they've read the comic books before, so they don't want the same exact thing. So how do you appease these people? They're incredibly difficult. And I'm a dedicated fan of the series. I mean, I love this series. But I'm just wondering how they're going to tie everything together by the end of the season. I did not like several episodes in the first season. I was just kind of shocked as to how it all ended. With Shane still alive and certain characters still around, such as T-Dog and Daryl. But I mean, moving forward, I think Daryl is a huge character now, and I don't think he's going anywhere. It's kind of reminiscent of what happened in True Blood. Lafayette wasn't supposed to stick around, but they got a great guy to play him, and that's what happens. And the same thing is the case with Walking Dead. But unlike True Blood, which had an amazing first season and a half, Walking Dead hasn't had that yet. So how did they get to a median? How did they get to be explosive? How did they get to cash in on what made the source material so fantastic? That, I think, is the bigger question. Will they get closer next week? I don't know. Did they get closer this week? Maybe, but maybe not. And that's the problem with the show overall. They do a lot of things right, but they do a lot of things wrong. There's not enough blood in the show. It's more like a soap opera. It's not as brutal as it should be. And the pacing is just very slow, especially if you've read the source material. And it's at the point now where I'm starting to tell people, listen, if you like the show, that's great. Don't read the source material. Don't. Don't. Because it will ruin it. I hope this podcast hasn't ruined anyone's expectations as far as what they should expect if they haven't read the comic. But at the same time, it's just a very, very different experience. And that different experience, I feel, is about to get very, very different from here on out.